The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Coming up on this episode of Tech Tips, we'll be talking with David Furukawa of Foresight Augmented Reality. Not only will it help you navigate the last 50 feet to your destination, it'll help you do a whole lot more when you get there. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Hi, and thanks for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. My name is Chris Skidmore. We've got a special treat today. We are talking with David Furukawa. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Hello. Awesome. First of all, thanks for taking some time with us today. And we're going to be talking about something that you started. It's called Foresight Augmented Reality. And it just sounds incredible. And I can't wait to hear about it. But before we get into all that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Chris, I am visually impaired. I have retinitis pigmentosa. I was diagnosed while I was in college. Actually, interestingly, I was diagnosed while I was headed to medical school. And ironically, when I saw the eye doctor, he goes, "Dave, you're headed to medical school, right?" And I said, "Yes." And he says, "Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news." And I said, "Well, what's the bad news?" And he says, "Well, you can become a psychiatrist." and nothing against people in the mental health industry by yeah. any means, right? But I said, "Well, what's the good news?" And he goes, "Well, you're probably going to go blind."
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him like, "What?"
Yeah.
So, at any rate, that actually helped me change my track as far as my profession. So I decided not to go to medical school, but I was fortunate in that I had a friend that was a physician assistant. And he said, "Well, don't give up your career in medicine. Why not go to PA school? You can get out of school in half the time, not have to do any residency or, you know, fellowships. And you can see patients for as long as you're able to." And that was almost 20 years ago. So I was able to practice medicine, ironically, again, in the field of ophthalmology. I worked for the Emory Eye Center for nearly 16 years. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience in that I was able to see patients with vision loss problems. But then it also helped for me to act as a support network so that I was able to process a lot of my vision loss at the same time. So it was a real, real win-win situation.
That's incredible to me that you were a PA in ophthalmology. What were your responsibilities?
I did all the medical assessments for people having eye surgery. So
okay.
The doctors relied on me to listen to patients' hearts and lungs, and you know, I had to do the consults for people who had diabetes or other more chronic, serious medical conditions
okay.
to make sure they were safe to have eye surgery.
I got you. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and today we're talking with David Furukawa about Foresight Augmented Reality. Now we're going to move into the part of the interview that I really wanted to get down to. And so you started a company, right? Is that how Foresight Augmented Reality got started?
Well, actually, you know, I'm all about stories. So
okay.
The way that Foresight Augmented Reality transpired was I was actually in the hospital where I had been struck by a car in a pedestrian accident. I was walking my then 4-year-old son to school, which was only a block away from my house. And I remember distinctly at the intersection asking my son to look both ways and to tell me when it was clear, and he did that. And I told my guide dog, whose name was Simon, to proceed forward. And right when we were in the middle of the intersection, wham, I got hit by a car, and the dog got hit by a car. Hmm. And interestingly, as the car was about to strike my son, Simon somehow got up and pushed him out of the way and saved my son's life. So while I was in the hospital recuperating with a fractured elbow, fractured knee, and a fractured foot, one of my best friends, who's an electrical engineer, said, Dave, we've got to come up with a method to help you maneuver, you know, in the environment, but also provide you with some level of safety. And that's how we started brainstorming and came up with the idea of foresight augmented reality. So really it was a joint kind of process, but at any rate, it's Simon's legacy. So it's unfortunately my guide dog didn't survive the accident. So we created the company in his memory, but the way it works is we utilize little small Bluetooth beacons that communicate with a smartphone app that's free called Far Vision. And what it does is it provides a voice to the physical world. You know how there's large gaps in GPS and the like where I call it no man's land. It's like when you're dropped off at the curb, there's a distance of about between 15 to 50 feet between you and an entrance of a structure that GPS can't get you to. And then if you're by yourself, you know, you have to fumble around trying to find the door. Well, we can put a beacon over the entranceway, and using like a homing type of feature, we can actually guide you from, say, the curb right to the doorway. So we have an accuracy of about 2 to 3 feet where the beacon will communicate with our app, and it'll go, you have arrived at, say, Triangle Radio Reading Service.
You know, that is something that I've heard over and over again, is that GPS is great, but it's that last, you know, 20 feet that is the hardest to navigate and find.
Absolutely.
So when I was looking at the website for FAR, one of the things that caught my eye is that it is being marketed to businesses. How did that come about?
Well, that's a great point. You know how when you're an entrepreneur, you have to adapt and kind of sometimes realign your mission strategy. So when we first started, we were primarily aiming at the visually impaired community. But we got some pushback from the small businesses in that while they wanted to be inclusive and socially responsible, they couldn't necessarily find in the budget to provide, you know, a service for the blind with our beacon technology. So we figured out that our beacons can push out notifications with proximity marketing. So that was a way for us to actually provide a great benefit to the small businesses and organizations, in that as passersby walk by a beacon, it'll push a notification out to like an Android phone and alert them to the presence of that particular business, thereby increasing that business's footprint.
And, you know, when I first saw this, I came from a family, you know, a small family business that we had for years. And I looked at it as, you know, man, this is a win-win, because you can get, you know, the business can get some marketing out there, and then also the visually impaired and the non-visually impaired, for that matter, can know about specials that are going on and deals and stuff like that. I know that from my own personal experiences, I would love to know that the mom and pop pizzeria that I'm passing, you know, has sales going on, or they've got some kind of a special, what the deal, or even what the deal of the day is.
Absolutely. You know, that's that was one of the impetuses of us coming up with that strategy just in general. You know how navigation type features like GPS won't work indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So our beacons actually can function inside or outside, so that when you're inside a facility, we're using augmented reality or audio augmented reality. So
mm-hmm.
really what we're doing is we're providing descriptive prompts. So when you're inside of a restaurant, say, we can actually read aloud the menu to you. So, mm-hmm. you know, I know there's a lot of web menus, but, you know, having the particular restaurant update is sometimes difficult.
Oh, most definitely.
So this way you can real time change the menu, as you change, you know, your items. You know, this allows anyone, regardless of whether they're visually impaired or not, to listen to the menu or read it in large print.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, we have the ability to put a beacon, say, over a restroom. Because, you know, how many times have those of us that are blind had an issue of walking into the wrong gendered bathroom, right?
Yeah, my rule of thumb is if nobody screams, I went in the right one.
Exactly. Or how many of us have problems finding an elevator?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, so you could put a beacon over an elevator or a stairwell or an emergency exit. Or say, for instance, if you're in, you know, like a hospital, you know, there's hundreds of departments and sub-departments. Well, how do you get to that particular department by yourself without,
mm-hmm.
you know, having some prompt that says, oh, you're in the cardiology department, you know? So
oh, yeah.
That's one of the versatilities of the beacon technology, is that we can pretty much place these anywhere, and we can utilize almost any kind of descriptive information that's needed, and it can be changed by the actual user themselves, because we have an administrative portal. That way they don't have to contact us to update any information. They can do it themselves in real time.
See, and that's the part that was going to actually be my next question, was how does a business update the information that the beacon's pushing out? So that's incredible. We're talking with David Furukawa of Foresight Augmented Reality, and you're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. You've mentioned the app portion of it, and let's talk about that for a minute. Now, the first thing I noticed about the app itself, and I love this because I'm a cheapskate, that the app itself is free. As far as the platforms go, what platforms is the app available for, and what is the information that it can give out?
Sure. So the FarVision app, as you mentioned, is free to the user. That was one of the main tenets that I insisted upon when we formed our company, that there would be no cost to the user, because those of us in the visually impaired community know that adaptive aids are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got a closet full of magnifying aids that I can't use anymore that cost thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yep.
So I wanted to make sure that there was no cost involved in the user community. So it's available in both iOS and Android platforms. So you can go to the Apple Store, you know, and download our app, or you can go to the Google Play Store if you've got an Android phone. And it functions in normal mode, or it functions in the accessibility mode, i.e. voiceover and talkback. So, you know, if you're low vision, it has large print. It, as my engineering partner says, you know, it's not the prettiest app for the sighted community, but then again, it's functional. Now, as far as the features on the app, probably one of the neatest features that we have is called Nearby. And what that does is it tells you all of the beacon partners that are within a 100-mile radius of your location. So it would scan your area, and then that allows you to preview all of the far accessible locations, so that you can actually go in. You can let's use a restaurant like Taco Mac. That's a local hangout that serves hot wings here in Atlanta. I think there's one up your way too in Cary. But it would allow us to locate the address, locate the phone number, see the store's hours, listen to the menu, and we also have a feature called Navigate To, which when you depress the Navigate feature, jointly utilizes the GPS in your phone. So it would use either Apple Maps or Google Maps, and it would allow you to basically construct a route, whether it's pedestrian or vehicle route, from your location to that business. That gets you from, say, a couple miles away to that 50 feet, and then the homing feature gets you from that 50 feet up to the beacon itself.
I love it. I'm sold, man. I'm sold. Now, we've touched on the beacons a little bit, and one of the things that I was noticing is that someone like myself, an individual who might need one, can actually buy a beacon or beacons myself and install them wherever I need them. Now, I know that there is a cost associated with the beacons, but I love what the cost is. How much are the beacons?
Right now, we we're using one particular source of beacons that has a battery life of about 3 to 4 years. We're actually selling personal beacons for $79.99 with no subscription. So that's buying it outright. So mm-hmm. that means that you would have access to change whatever the information that you want that beacon to display, you know, anytime.
Is there a difference between the personal beacons and then the ones that you sell for marketing purposes?
Yes. The functionality of the personal beacon is so that you can take it with you. Say, for instance, if you're traveling and you want to mark your hotel room, you could put that, say, on your hotel room doorknob, and then it would allow you to find your room, you know, later if you were coming back by yourself. Or if you left a table, say for instance at a restaurant, you could place the beacon on the table and it would allow you to find the table you were sitting at again. So there's you know, again, the versatility as far as all of the different uses is pretty widespread.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about the restaurant table one.
Or say for instance a movie theater seat or
would come in handy. Oh, heck yeah, that would come in handy. Because you can tell from personal experience, I have sat down to a complete total stranger before. Fortunately for me, I didn't wind up in jail afterwards. We can kind of do this for both the personal and then the business side of it. How easy is it for someone to set up one of the beacons?
The admin portal, as far as a personal beacon, is pretty simplified. The method of setting up a beacon for a business would be a little more challenging because you have to input configuration parameters with regard to cardinal directions, north, south, east, west, and also distances from the beacon as far as the transmission strength. So that may or may not be easy for a sight-impaired person to do by themselves. But as far as the personal beacons are concerned, it's a matter of just entering the admin portal and then inputting the information.
What is the range of the actual beacon itself? How far will it push out?
Sure. Beacons basically transmit a Bluetooth signal, so it's much like a Fitbit.
Okay.
And it does not impinge in any way with any, you know, server or network. So you can always tell people that there's no overlap or no intrusiveness with any, you know, anybody's network security. Mm-hmm. But basically beacons have a range of about between 2 feet to about 3 feet.
Okay. And it does require that the phone have its Bluetooth turned on. So
that's absolutely.
That is definitely something to keep in mind. You are listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. My name is Chris Moore, and today we are talking with David Furukawa of Foresight Augmented Reality, or FAR, and we've been talking about the app and the beacons, and now let's talk about how somebody who is interested in the FAR system can get a hold of the beacons and start playing around with it and using
it. Oh, great. So if you have interest in A, procuring a personal beacon for yourself, or B, you are a business owner or know of a business owner, you can either contact us directly or you can go to our website, www.foresightar.com, and that's Foresight with an E, F-O-R-E, and then AR.com. And you can either send us an email or you can give us a ring, and we'll be more than happy to fill your needs. One thing that I didn't mention earlier, we also have market maker beacons, which basically are like the personal beacons, but they're tailored more for independent contractors, direct sales marketers, and people with mobile businesses.
Like a food truck, because food trucks are real big around here.
Exactly.
Okay.
With our business beacons, that's typically utilized in static brick and mortar type stores, whereas the market maker beacons function much like the personal beacons do, in that as you're moving around, you're pushing out notifications to the public where you are. So you're quote unquote advertising as you're moving.
Now, earlier this year, and hopefully you can talk about this, you were on an episode of a program on, was it A&E, Rooster and Butch?
Yes.
A&E?
Yes.
Can you talk about how that went?
Okay, sure. I met these two celebrities, Rooster McConaughey, who is the older brother of film star Matthew McConaughey, and his partner Butch Gilliam, who, by the way, both are million-dollar tycoons who made their money in the oil fields of West Texas. So I met them at a meet and greet, and they immediately saw my guide dog, Samson, and were enamored with him, of course. That's the way it always works. Well, the dog is like a magnet.
Yeah, it's always about the dog.
But, you know, then they asked what we were doing there, and I said that, you know, we wanted to pitch our business. And when I told them about our business, they were, of course, very interested in hearing more about it. Long story short, they invited us to come onto their show called Rooster and Butch on A&E, and it was a wild ride, to say the least. If you're able to watch the show, it's called Blind Man's Bluff, and basically they had me come out to West Texas a week earlier than my business partners because they wanted to see how a blind person functions in the real world. And, you know, they took me up in a World War II biplane, handed me a bundle of dynamite, and I had to drop it from the plane and hit a target with our beacon in it. And I made them walk the streets of Alpine, Texas, blind and with a cane. And that actually provides some comic relief, you know, when you see two guys wandering around with canes, not knowing how to use them, of course, you know, fumbling around. But after evaluating everything, they actually agreed to stay in contact with us and be our mentors. So we're still in communication with them as far as, you know, how to best strategize and market our product out there. So it was a great experience.
Awesome. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and today we're talking with David Furukawa of Foresight Augmented Reality. So one other thing that you were talking about when we met, which was full disclosure on a cruise, and it was a big blast. You had mentioned to Norwegian Cruise Line about using the beacons. How did that go, and have you heard anything back from them?
Yes, we are starting negotiations with both Sixth Man, who is the Music Festivals at Sea organizer, and with Norwegian Cruise Line. So we've got a meeting scheduled with them to talk further about putting beacons in not only the Norwegian Pearl, but also numerous other ships. But that's an ongoing process. But we are also in negotiations with Sixth Man as far as further partnerships with them, but we did a pilot the previous year that you and I went, where we put about 50 beacons on board one of their ships. I think it was the Norwegian Jade. And I was the only visually impaired passenger on that cruise. And I was able to navigate throughout the ship with, I didn't bring my dog, so just with the use of the beacons and my cane, and it worked amazingly well.
Is there anything else you would like to say with regards to the FAR beacons?
Probably the biggest tragedy in the disabled community at large, and that's, you know, of course, the blind and visually impaired community, the hearing impaired community, the mobility impaired community, is the loss of independence. You know, whether it's physical or mental or emotional, you know, we seem to have greater obstacles in getting out and doing things like we used to do. So I hope that things like our FAR beacons can enable people to function back out in the real world with really no encumbrances, or basically, you know, being able to do it independently without the need for someone else. Because, you know, you hate putting people out. You hate relying on your friends and your family. You know, obviously taking Uber and such is costly. So being able to basically take back your life, I believe, is one of the most important things that we can do for, you know, the blind and visually impaired community, but also, you know, really anyone.
As a footnote to this interview, I downloaded the app and discovered there are no FAR accessible businesses in the Raleigh area. There is a FAR accessible business in Asheville. It is a restaurant called Plant. You may want to check it out the next time you're in Asheville. The FAR app is available for Android and iPhone and can be downloaded from either Google Play or Apple iTunes. Just go to those websites and search for FAR Vision. Again, the app itself is free and the personal beacons are $79.99 each. You can visit the FAR website at www.foresightar.com. Again, Foresight AR is spelled foresightar.com for more information and to order beacons. There are also links on the FAR website that will take you directly to the FAR app on both Google Play and Apple iTunes stores. If you would like to call them, their telephone number is 1-888-286-0075, or you can contact them by email. Their email address is contact@foresightar.com. Again, I want to thank David Furukawa of Foresight Augmented Reality for talking with us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Tech Tips. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.trianglereadingservice.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.